Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and I've got Pam Wood with me, and she's going to help us show us how to stage some houses, and believe me, I know she's helped me several sold times, and maybe get your house looking the way you want it to look. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Hey, I really, really appreciate you coming on the show, and first of all, I want to thank and tell you folks, this lady has helped me for, I'm going to say, 20-plus years.
That's true.
On and off, and some houses from start, and some houses just adding and switching, but what I want to get into is some staging.
Great.
So let's kind of talk about that. Some things you recommend when people are fixing to put their house on the market as far as how to arrange the furniture and flowers and plates and stuff you've done for me in the past.
Okay. The easiest thing, start with color. If you have a purple room, you might want to rethink about having it, you know, painted more of a neutral tone or a softer tone in it. Multicolored rooms. Have your house consistent with just more neutrals in that aspect of it. Declutter, that's probably number one. And if you see something in the way or you have to go around, that's a sure sign of, hey, we need to move this or get rid of it or store it.
And I agree 100%, the color, she is so on that. You know, I still remember going to my grandmother's house and I was a little kid. I still appreciate this. Is she had all my football pictures, all our different families, all the kids.
Right.
And, of course, we loved it. The whole hall was full of them.
Right.
But nobody else loved it.
No. Excuse me. One of the things that you really need to do is unpersonalize your house. Remember, you're taking somebody else into your home. It's not, I hate to say the word, it's not your home anymore, but it's going to be somebody else's. So, you know, atone it to that particular way. If you have a hallway full of personal pictures, you might want to consider taking it down and just put one big pretty picture up there. Lots of personal pictures around or something that we do suggest that you take up. Leaving a couple is okay. But, you know, the 300 or 400 that I just was in a house the other day, all over the place, that's too much. That's way too much. And the other thing is, if you have a lot of little things, please take those up too and have it just more clean looking on that. And I'm talking about accessories and things like that. Have one central piece, one pretty piece. A bigger piece will do better than 3 or 4 little bitty ones.
So first off, let's talk the color. I totally agree with that. And you
yes.
see people, oh, well, my, and, or where they change the carpet to, they have blue for the boy and pink for the girl, and the girl's room is pink. That is perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, now you're trying to get the most money for your house. So
that's
what
true.
I'm saying, the color, and I would have started with that, but you did that. You're 100% mm-hmm. correct.
Oh, one of the things, sometimes you have to spend money to make money. And if you want to get more out of your house, you will treat it that way. If your carpet's in bad shape or if you want to put in wood floors, there's many places out there and have very reasonable prices. So that's things that you can do. The painting, as Scott mentioned before, I can't tell you how important that is. Sometimes the colors will make a room appear smaller, and you don't want that. You want it to appear larger. So make it more spacious looking. And make the carpet more neutral. Don't put in a pink, blue, and purple. Flowery, you know. If you have wood floors, do consider putting an area rug down because that will make it feel a little warmer all the way around.
And you know, Pam, we just experienced something and we just moved again. Imagine that. But I put in the hardwood floors. I love hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't think, I put in the dark hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved out. And see, the area rug, she just taught me something. But the house was empty. House under contract in 2 days. They backed out. I said, what the hell? I mean, I had it left part. I mean, I detailed it, I had it repainted. Everything was just premium. She said, we started looking at those dark hardwood floors. We just think they're going to be too hard to keep.
A lot of times here in West Texas, unfortunately, it's almost like a talcum powder that you have. So more of the medium tone color woods are something that is a whole lot easier for the West Texas or Contra Valley to take care of. And also in the tile, the more medium to lighter colors are always better. And also with a lot of the wood floors and the tile, you will see in an empty room, it will echo. And even with a little bit of furniture, it will still echo. And believe it or not, rugs make the difference in it.
And you know, I never noticed it. In fact, you sold me the rug. It was
yes.
a huge, big, the
yes.
one, kind of the color of what you have,
yeah.
the black and
yeah.
the real pearl pretty. But I never noticed it even because the rug took up most of the floor. You just saw the outline.
Right.
Vacant. It didn't look that way.
No, it looked totally different, didn't it?
And it did. And it affected the sale of the property.
Yeah.
And those floors were like $10,000. So it was, I mean, I could have put carpet down for $1,000.
Yeah. You know, it's the effect that you want. The wood has much more of an elegant look or a real pretty tile. I mean, they've got tile that looks like wood now.
And that's one of the most popular things going on in their houses.
Yes,
I think
it is.
Looks way, I think it looks good.
It really does. One of the things, if you are putting down a tile, just a neat little reference, don't put it down in a straight grid in a room where it looks like a piece of wood. It's just like a road. When you look down it narrows it down. So if you'll put it at a 45 degree angle, it will give the illusion that the room is larger. Same amount, but boy, it makes a whole lot of difference.
That never heard that. See, that's what I love about our show. We're bringing good people on, best people in San Angelo that know what they're talking about. That is a great idea
It's wonderful. It really
is. So we got paint that carpet. What are your thoughts on carpet?
Carpet, get something that's durable, your lifestyle. If you have four children, you want to get something that's trackless. It does make it warmer. I do suggest the frisees. We do see still some of the Berbers, less and less of those. We are a retirement community, so, you know, you have to think of things, walkers and wheelchairs and things like that, and people getting around. The frisees have been really, really good. Lots of color choices in it, lots of different heights, lots of different weights in it. Durable, long-lasting, more than 10 years. So that's good on that aspect, and I think from Lowe's to Home Depot to all of the carpet people have all that available with all different ones. We're seeing less and less plush because it tracks. You can see your footprint. You can see the vacuuming. So we're seeing less of that.
And in York, we have a community that we need to think ahead. Mm-hmm. That's smart thinking, too. When you say that's kind of like a low plush, isn't it? Or
it,
lack of a better
it
term?
Is. It is a low plush, but it has a little bit of a high-low, and it has a loop in it. And so it's very durable. I put one down probably 8 years ago, and I was in her house the other day, and it looked brand new. So, I mean, it wears, and she has three children.
I was looking at houses. We listed a house, and then it was just one of the older homes. And the carpet, I bet the carpet's 30 years old, never been replaced, maybe older than that. It was dated and not necessarily attractive, but it still wasn't worn out. So they can still make that carpet that can then last.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of the older homes 30, 40 years ago really put down wool because it was very reasonable. And it does last. Average life of wool is 50, 75 years with proper care. But it's expensive now.
Yeah, real expensive now. Yeah. Okay, we've got the color. We've got the – okay, closets. Closets are a big thing.
Oh, closets are a big thing. Of course, everybody runs out of closet space. If you are staging your home, please take at least half of your clothes, half of the boxes, half of the shoes out. People just want to see how much room is available, not that you have it stuffed to the gill and you can barely put one step in it in walking into it. Lighting is very important in a closet. So have good light in there. Don't put a 25-watt bulb in there. Go ahead and put the 100-watt bulb in there so you can see and let them see, too. Same way with the utility room. That is something that you need to declutter. Take away the soap, the bleach, and all that, or have it nicely put away so that it's not the first thing you see when you walk into the room on something like that.
And you think about it, especially, Sam, I'll tell you about, and you'll like this because you're involved in it, but one of my pet little lines is, and especially a lot of the really elegant Santa Rita homes.
Yes.
And you think about when they were built. Men may have one suit, two or three pair of pants, a couple of shirts.
True.
Same with women. Now, you know, we have a lot more. Not when I say a lot more, a whole lot more. So it's there's different needs. But the Santa Rita is still an elegant, desirable look. They'll say, well, Scott, this closet's, I can't even put half, you know, my stuff in, alone my wife's stuff. What do you do? I said, I guess you go see Pam down at Haverty's and buy an armoire.
An armoire is great.
Because that's how these houses are. And that's so you kind of adapt and overcome.
Right. A lot of the clothes can be folded. We have more wash and wear. Easy care. Drawers are very important, so the chest aspect of it. Convenience is probably number one in closets. We see very few boxes anymore. We'll see the crates, you know, that we're going to store the winter things in, the summer things in, or things that we don't wear that much anymore. But the whole idea is to make it more usable, and that's where pieces of furniture come in that have storage to them. The armoires, as you mentioned, but the armoires also hold the televisions now.
That's true.
So it makes it double duty on that aspect. But usually there's drawers down below, so you can store clothes in them.
Okay, we're going to run our little. Okay, Pam, first off, you got color.
Absolutely.
Get declutter.
Absolutely.
That's your room and your closets, everything.
That's a must.
Depersonalize.
Yes.
Okay, any more words of wisdom?
Curb appeal.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Curb appeal. Go to your local home thing that has flowers and put some pretty flowers out front. Make it inviting. Don't have the hoses running across the yard. You know, make sure all the leaves are, make sure the front door is painted or clean, or if there's glass in the front door. Believe it or not, shine has a lot to do with it. And let me mention one more thing on the curb appeal about the shine. In your bathrooms, make sure that your faucets and things like that are shiny and that you don't have all of the buildup on it, because just a little bit of that shininess that you look clean and that it's not worn out, or, gee, I have to replace that faucet before I buy this house, makes a big difference on you. But back to the curb appeal. It makes a difference when you drive up, when you're taking your client up. Oh, gee, that's pretty. They've got double front doors. And, gosh, look at those yellow flowers there. And it sets it off. It's a picture of the front of the house on the outside.
And I've had people actually drive up and say, oh, Scott, this is what we thought it was. Then it wouldn't even go in the house. So that's how important that is. But that's how you run. I want to get a little personal. Put your flowers and your cutesy stuff on the outside. So, Pam, that was great, great advice.
Yeah.
And how do people get a hold of you? And let me just say before we let Pam go, moving several times, and some of my friends here, well, I say they'll start laughing, but she will ask you, I said, well, I need to buy this, and this, and she goes, well, you know what, Scott, before we do anything, let's go look at your house. Let's walk through it. Let's see what we can, and I really appreciated this. You know, especially when you're on a tight budget in certain parts, and I was this one particular time, and she said, let's see what we can use you have. And she moved stuff around in my house, which, you know, thinking, well, she's trying to sell furniture. She didn't. She actually sold less furniture than probably that day.
Right.
Not over the 20 years, but yeah,
that day.
And said, we can use this piece. We don't need this piece. We can do this. Well, you need to do this piece, and you're going to be done. And really fixed my whole house up where it looked nice.
Yes, it did, and it looked beautiful. It really did.
And I appreciate it. So guys, especially guys, I know a lot of the women have good taste. They do it, but most of us guys, we need help. And I certainly do. But I appreciate it. So, Pam, how do they get a hold of you?
I work at Haverty's. Easy way, call Haverty's and just ask for me or leave a message. I have a cell phone that I carry with me like everybody else, and you're welcome. It's 650-7657, and that's the easiest way to get a hold of me, 100%. And if I'm busy, or leave a message, and I'll call you right back. But I do come out to your home. I will offer thoughts and ideas, and I will never, ever pressure you into getting something that you don't need.
And folks, I can contest that. That's 100% true. But she will call you back. Or she works a lot of hours, so she's at the shop a lot. So, but folks, Pam, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, let Pam get back to helping a lot of people, and I'm going to come back to you about some open houses and new listings.